so far reflected on the three principal powers which the Holy Spirit infused into our souls at baptism, namely faith, hope, and charity. Our present meditation will concentrate on the four moral virtues, namely prudence, justice, temperance, and fortitude. Over the centuries, these four moral virtues have been identified as natural powers of, well, human beings to practice the fundamentals of human morality. They are thus identified in already the pre-Christian philosophers. That in itself is part of good philosophy. In other words, the moral virtues, also called cardinal virtues. Called cardinal because they are the cardinales, the hinges on which the moral order revolves. They are called moral virtues because the primary meaning of morality is the science of the human will. We distinguish moral from physical. Physical laws operate according to predetermined, well, ways of operation. Water flows, the air moves through space. Water is a physical combination of two atoms of hydrogen with one of oxygen. But the moral laws are those laws which pertain to the free human will. A perfect synonym for morality is liberty. Within us, there are certain obvious physical laws. Our digestion, the flowing of our blood, according to predetermined physical, here, physiological laws. But unlike the irrational world, we have a free will, and the use of that free will is the primary meaning of morality. In the vocabulary of the Church, however, she distinguishes between the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, and the moral virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. As such, the moral virtues pertain to our use of the free will, not directly in our relationship to God, but rather in our relationship to other human beings. As virtues they are powers. As more, they are fully powers. In other words, exercised by the human free will. As cardinal, they are the four virtues from which all the other moral virtues derive. Thus, chastity is the moral virtue of temperance, controlling well the strong sexual impulse that human beings have. Similarly, again, is temperance, controlling our natural appetite for food and especially for drink. I've decided to not spend as much time as I would like to on each one of these four cardinal virtues. My plan, however, is to follow and I have enlarged. And the questions that Holy See told me to synthesize the Catechism of the Catholic Church into, well, a question and answer catechism. I know there are copies on sale nearby. I recommend, if you don't have a copy, getting a copy. Is a Catechism of the Catholic Church condensed, synthesized into questions and then brief, concise answers. Now, the moral virtues. Remember, as Christians, we recognize these moral virtues as virtues or powers are already inherent in human nature apart from divine revelation. And surely, before the dawn of Christianity. And consequently, all good courses in moral philosophy treat the moral virtues. In fact, for me, and I distinguish, I share this with you, ethics is the science of the moral virtues as inherent to human nature. Whereas Christian morality is the science of those same moral virtues but elevated by divine grace, especially as elevated by Christ. A very good analysis of how the moral virtues were elevated by Christ is St. Matthew's discourse of Christ's Sermon on the Mount, chapters 5, 6, and 7 of the Gospel of Matthew. You have been told not to murder, but I tell you, remember, Christ goes to the moral laws, and then explains how these basic moral laws were elevated by him. Christ practiced the moral virtues. But more than just practicing them, he then told his followers to follow his example, imitate his practice of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. And the church teaches that when we are baptized, we have the infused supernatural virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance, infused, which means it is poured into our souls by the Holy Spirit. I will read the questions and give the answer. Question 759. What are the virtues? Human virtues are firm attitudes, stable dispositions, and habitual dispositions of the intellect and will that regulate our actions, direct our passions, and guide our conduct according to reason and faith. We confer a facility, self-control, and joy needed to lead a good moral life. I am synthesizing the teaching of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Next question, 760. What are the four cardinal virtues? And remember, we are here speaking about the four cardinal moral virtues. More because they are guided by the will. Virtues because they are powers. And they are the virtues that refer to our relationship not to God, precisely and directly, that faith, hope, and charity, but rather our relationship to other human beings. They are four cardinal virtues: prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. All other human virtues are expressions of these four. And just for the record, this analysis of the four basic moral virtues was done over 300 years before the coming of Christ. In other words, what Christ did was to elevate our human morality. And this needs to be said. Grace builds on nature. We were to be naturally prudent, naturally just, naturally courageous, naturally temperate or self-controlled. Or the coming of Christ, the object that demands of these moral virtues was immensely elevated, and correspondingly we need God's grace and not just practice the moral virtues. As saying the pre-Christian Greeks and Romans had to practice them, but practice them according to the example and teaching of Jesus Christ. Next question, 761. What is prudence? In each of these four virtues, what I will do is first define the virtue, then explain the difference between that virtue as a natural, built-in virtue of our human nature, and that virtue as raised, elevated, supernaturalized by Jesus Christ. The definition here comes in two sentences. What is prudence? Prudence is a virtue which disposes our practical reason to recognize our true good in every circumstance of life and to choose the correct means of achieving it. Let me repeat and if you explain the first part in our definition. Prudence disposes our practical reason to recognize our true good. Prudence is a virtue residing in the intellect. But notice, it is a virtue in the intellect, but not on the speculative, but on the practical side. How well I know I have taught too many intellectuals. Oh, how intellectual they can be on the speculative level. Have written books in philosophy. But how important they can be. A husband, professor, let's make him a professor of philosophy in a large university. He gets ideas. He talks them over with his wife. My dear, how are we going to do it? Prudence is a virtue of the how. And whatever you do during the retreat, bring our Lord to give you the light to know how. How am I going to carry out his will? Prudence then discloses the practical reason to recognize our true good in every circumstance of life. What is the prudent thing for me to do right here and now? Prudence is a constant virtue. Every sentence we speak, pardon me, Every word we say should be governed by prudence. And notice, prudence recognizes our true good. And what is true good? I'll ask the question. Is the true good what we want? Or is the true good what we need? Clearly, what we need. In other words, what God wants me to do here and now. What does God want me to say in the next sentence? And that is why, whenever possible, I try to have the Blessed Sacrament exposed when I'm giving a retreat. Here is what I should say. And being here, I trust He will give me, well, the prudence to say it. Moreover, may divine prudence, the practical reason to recognize our true will and to choose the correct means of achieving it. In other words, prudence is not only to tell us what we are to do, but to repeat how we are to do it. How we to love every human being? Yes or no? How loud?
Yes.
How we to love every human being in the same way? Yes or no?
No.
We are loud?
No.
How many husbands have told me? Sometimes within days of his marriage, my wife took me aside. Jim, now watch your eyes. You're looking at an attractive girl. He thinks to himself, what's wrong with looking at an attractive girl? No problem. Except he is now a married man. And our wives ever sensitive to the husband's signs of affection. I have just about decided to write a book, What I Know About Women. We go on. We are still defining prudence. Prudence is called the guide or pilot of the virtues because it guides them, there's the other virtues, by directing them to choose the proper means for achieving a predetermined good end. I am synthesizing the teaching of the Catholic Church. I think our Lord wants me to say it. Maybe I did on some occasion. But having worked on the commission for the Catechism of the Catholic Church, Holy Father God, volumes from all over the world of recommendations for, well, the Catechism of the Catholic Church. There are so many say millions of words came from all over the world. Those recommendations had to be organized. Organized from A to Z. And A1, B1, C1, A2, B2, C2, so on. Everything was organized. A large room of the Vatican filled with the recommendations. I'm asking the Lord, am I prudent in saying this? And A1 used by the Holy See for writing the Catechism of the Catholic Church? Yes. Well, the Catholic Catechism, by a character from the United States. I share this with you because what we are talking about is the heart of our faith. And you better know, understand your faith. We still have the gifts of the Holy Spirit and the fruits of the Holy Spirit. They are to come. We must grow in our grasp here of the virtue of prudence. And there is one fruit of this retreat that our Lord wants all of us. I make it a retreat too. All of us to do is to grow in prudence. But now, the prudence we are talking about is not the natural prudence with which we are endowed by our human nature. We are talking about the supernatural prudence with the Holy Spirit, as we say, infused into our minds and baptism. How does supernatural prudence differ from the natural prudence we have or should have as rational human beings? Supernatural prudence is indeed the mind knowing what and how to act in every situation. But supernatural prudence is not the naked intellect. Supernatural prudence is the intellect. The intellect endowed with faith. Now this needs to be said in our Protestant United States. No Protestant who knows Protestantism, who is sober and sane, who would tell you that faith is a virtue of the intellect. Faith for Protestants is trust that you are one of the destined for heaven. No, faith, as Catholic we believe, is intellect, enlightened by God's revelation and sustained a mind sustained by God's continual divine revelation. By all human standards, while the world calls prudence, can be supernaturally most imprudent, or conversely, what supernaturally and on my faith is very prudent and utterly stupid, and in the minds of our psychologists can be insane. Here we could spend on just the rest of the retreat but we explaining how the virtue of prudence we're talking about is superhuman. But now I don't know how often, probably with a tweet, more often still. We've been talking about embracing the cross, loving suffering, in order to be more like Jesus Christ, who became man, God became man, to practice supernatural prudence. They were merely human standards. It was imprudent to tell the scribes and Pharisees whatever. I recommend the book, and I'll qualify. Christ was not just naturally prudent in how to win friends and influence people. Oh, you want to influence people, but did you ever make enemies? My plan is to concentrate on this one virtue, and my watch gives me 7 more minutes. Ask the Lord to enlighten you what and how He wants you to live. Even though my nearly human standards, it will be, to put it mildly, highly imprudent. We always, and dare I say it, even in public, behave like Catholics. Yes. Are we to tell people that our faith tells us is the truth? Yes. Everyone like what I'm doing or saying? No. I cannot tell you what slaves of human respect we can be. And whatever you do before this retreat is over, ask Allah to enlighten you. What am I doing? is contrary to the supernatural prudence that the Holy Spirit gave me when I was baptized. And what should I be doing? Which other people are not like. I always wear my cassock or back at the Jesuit rectory, always my Roman collar. How many priests, and whatever you can do to persuade priests to dress like priests will be pleasing to God. In one Catholic church after another, where the Blessed Sacrament say is still reserved in the tabernacle. Genuflect before the Blessed Sacrament. And no matter what orders you get from the chancery, you kneel during consecration. Don't you dare stand. And if you're shot for standing, you'll be a martyr. I think I should say this. How many 3 years in working for the Holy See has taught me, as I keep repeating, an awful lot. How many bishops are not exercising the supernatural divinely infused appearance, allowing themselves to conform to those who are in so many ways controlling their diocese? How many priests, how many religious, and speaking to you, how many laymen and laywomen examine their consciences before this retreat is over? To what extent am I being guided by the behavior and the tastes and preferences of other people? Even my faith tells me I should be acting, speaking like a Catholic. I know what I'm saying. The courage it takes for a Catholic to talk about the things of God. What cowards we can be. And sometimes, the bigger the physical hulk, the more coward that man can be. Appearance is a supernatural virtue, infused by the Holy Spirit when being baptized. It guides us to choose the proper means of achieving a eternal good end, which my faith tells me is good. Question. way something which is good business also always be a good choice. No. Mame, marginal student, are two for us from the Divine Son, something of the superhuman prudence that you practiced, so that at your own desire in our hearts to please Jesus, and will do what he wants us to do, always, always practicing charity. We will never, never compromising our faith for fear of not being accepted by others. Mary, teach us the most fundamental virtue of Christianity, supernatural prudence. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.